I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. Robert Mugabe is turning 90 this week. He's been ruling Zimbabwe since 1980, and he's showing no signs of wanting to retire. To his critics, Mugabe is a revolutionary turned tyrant. But to his psychiatrist, Dr. Parrish, he's just another patient. Or at least that's the premise of the off-Broadway play Breakfast with Mugabe. In the play, Mugabe seeks out a therapist to deal with a bout of depression. Michael Rogers is the actor who plays Mugabe.
The script was sent to me, and I took a long time to read it because I was familiar with Rhodesia / Zimbabwe most of my life and did not feel that anyone would write an honest play about that situation. And when I finally read it, I was very excited and thought, wow, this should be seen and we ought to do this. It's a fantastic role. It was, to me, as exciting as getting a classical Shakespearean part, which I've done lots of. So I thought, oh, how wonderful that this is now in the canon.
You're originally from Trinidad and Tobago. Did you
Yes.
grow up learning about Zimbabwe?
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Ever since I was a child, I knew all about Rhodesia. Of course, we knew of the Rhodes Scholars. Maybe it's because we were a British colony. And when the war came, I was very familiar with the war, very familiar as what was going on in Rhodesia. We had a calypsonian who had a popular calypso about Ian Smith in Trinidad. That calypsonian's name was Cypher. It pokes fun, but at the same time is trying to make a point. And that calypso did make a point that I've never forgotten to this day.
And what was the point did it make to you?
Well, the point that it made to me that there was something was desperately wrong in that part of the world. And there was a leader who was behaving in a particular way that was not human, per se, and that there should be some reaction to him. That was what basically the calypso was singing about. It would say things like, where does Ian Smith get this power to hold Rhodesia? Why is he able to do this? And I thought, that's very interesting. And as a child, you know, you're just hearing these songs, you're singing them, you're repeating them. And later, as time went on, I understood more and more about what was going on there and about the apartheid that was happening not only in Rhodesia, but also in Zambia, which was then northern Rhodesia.
So I'm curious, with that calypso, you associated it with Ian Smith, of a person who had mm-hmm. to go. Now, all these years later, do you link it now to Robert Mugabe as a leader who really should go?
Well, the wonderful thing about being an actor is that you get to do a lot of research. Most of my time is spent reading when I'm not actually working on the stage. And when you do a lot of reading, and also I used to be a history student, you understand that nothing begins right now, that everything is a continuum, that there were things happened in the past that caused things to happen right now. So even someone like Robert Mugabe, he is a part of a continuum. It's a reaction to something that has happened a long time ago. And there will be reactions to him.
How did you prepare for the role?
Many years ago, in 1988, I went to Zimbabwe. I didn't know I'd get to use it many years later. But I've done a lot of travel, and I continue to do a lot of travel.
What took you to Zimbabwe in 1988?
My best friend at Yale, I was in the School of Drama, and one of my best friends there was in the School of Art, and he was from Zimbabwe. And we both graduated at the same time. And he said, you must come home. And I said, of course, that's Rhodesia, it's become Zimbabwe. And all the Rhodes Scholars, I definitely want to go to Zimbabwe with the first chance I get. And in 1988, I had that opportunity to cover the country from Mashingo to Nyanga. And it was quite an interesting experience for me because I wasn't like a tourist, because I was with my friend and who took me to every nook and cranny that we could discover. And I learned a great deal. And thankfully now it's helping me in this part.
Has your Zimbabwean friend seen you perform in Breakfast
Actually,
with Mugabe?
Yes, he has helped with the language because he happened to be in New York while we were rehearsing. And he has seen me perform in it, and he knows the play very well, and he's very excited.
What are some of Mugabe's hang-ups in the play?
In the play, it is believed he is haunted by a spirit called a Ngozi, which is a malevolent spirit, someone who has died in bitterness or anger. And he is being haunted by this spirit. So he calls in a psychiatrist, a white psychiatrist, to help him manage this illness. And it all comes down to his own conscience and about what he thought. Because, you know, we are our own worst enemies in certain respects. When our minds and our conscience haunt us, nothing anyone outside of ourselves can tell us can be as demanding or as painful as our own conscience. And so in this play, he is haunted by this consciousness, this spirit of this dead person. And that is the most difficult thing for him to have to handle, because his entire belief system is being shattered.
Do you know if Robert Mugabe knows about this play?
I'm sure he does. This play was a very popular play in London when it was first done. It's been very popular here with us also. And many people from the embassy in New York have come to see it. And if they've come, of course he knows about it. I myself, I would think I'd be flattered if someone's written a play about me, as balanced as this is.
In the press in the U.S., any news about Mugabe in Zimbabwe is usually negative. Robert Mugabe is largely considered someone who should have left power a long time ago, who's driven his country into economic ruin. Did you come away from this play, or do you come away with it, with a more nuanced view of the man?
I hope so. I hope I'm able to give a performance that gives you a different aspect of his life as opposed to just the propaganda, because as an actor, the propaganda doesn't help me at all. I have to go behind the mask and into the psyche of this individual and try to present him in a way that is human. Because as you know, everyone thinks he or she is doing the right thing. Everyone loves their children, their wife, their family, you know, and is trying to do what they think is right. And like I say, he is part of a continuum. Eh? Something has happened in the past that has caused him to react this way. And something will happen in the future that will cause someone to react to him. When I was beginning the work on this, I thought a great deal about Toussaint Louverture in Haiti, when he won that war against the Spanish, the French, and the English. And as a result of that, he has been hated ever since. And his country, Haiti, has maintained itself as one of the poorest countries in the world. And this is not an unusual pattern. I see this in many, many, many of the readings that I've done, where certain people have made choices. And then when those choices have come back to haunt them, whoever dares to stand up against those choices is destroyed. I think that's a human thing. What I've discovered is there's a little Mugabe in us all.
Actor Michael Rogers is currently playing Zimbabwe's Robert Mugabe in the off-Broadway play Breakfast with Mugabe. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me, Carol.